Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we have some big news from Turning Point USA, and we also sit down with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. You guys are going to love this conversation. Lots of news is going to be made on this podcast. And we ask the question, are these shutdowns working? New data you have to hear. Before we get into it, make sure to email me personally, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. And of course, type in the Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe, and give us those 5-star reviews. All right, everybody, you're going to love this episode. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Momentarily, we will be airing my interview with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle, where he talks about Justin Amash running for the presidency of the United States, talks about Hunter Biden and how the Trump campaign is adapting to the new status quo of digital campaigning. But before we get into it, I want to share some news that is being shared all over social media that we just recently announced at Turning Point USA. Many of you support Turning Point USA. A lot of you listening to this podcast are Turning Point USA chapter leaders on college and high school campuses across the country. As many of you know, we're on 2,000 high school and college campuses across the country. Back in December, we had 5,000 students at our Student Action Summit, where the President of the United States addressed the largest ever conservative student gathering in Palm Beach, Florida. We had Senator Ted Cruz. We had the biggest speakers you could imagine, Donald Trump Jr. We had, of course, Sebastian Gorka. We had Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, all the way down. We had an amazing A-list roster of speakers. As we all know, because of the Chinese coronavirus, our entire operation has been suspended on college campuses. My campus tour, my culture war tour, had to be postponed to another semester. All of our college chapters have had to move online. Our programming has been heavily interrupted. We covered this in a previous podcast. The CARES Act allowed a payroll protection provision, which allowed any business and 501c3s to apply for 2.5 times their payroll for a forgivable loan. So it's basically a grant. We entertained this idea at Turning Point USA. Our board of directors instructed myself and our chief financial officer to go see if we might be able to apply for it, or maybe even look and explore the options around it. It's very tempting, to be honest with you. It's tempting to want to take free cash from the government. But we say this all the time on the Charlie Kirk Show. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. Somebody is paying for it at some point. And so going through that process, we came to the conclusion, and the correct conclusion, it really hit me. How would I ever be able to go in front of an audience again wearing a big Gov Sucks t-shirt, say that socialism sucks, say that individual liberty and freedom and self-reliance are critical to the future of our country, while also taking government bailout money? How could I bash the big government bailouts of the airlines? How could I bash the big government bailouts in 2008 of the big banks while also taking a bailout ourselves? So that is why we have announced at Turning Point USA, we are rejecting $1.2 million in forgivable government aid, basically a grant that would have been used for payroll and for staff. It means we're going to have to work harder. It means that we're going to have to be scrappier. We are going to have to put in extra hours, and we will do that. But we at Turning Point USA, being an educational advocacy organization for free markets, the Constitution, American exceptionalism, it would be an anathema against everything that we stand for to take that money. And by the way, this is not a value judgment against anyone listening to this podcast that took the money and needed it to keep their workers at all. Everyone is in different circumstances. All I'm saying is that we at Turning Point USA have made this decision, and we wanted to share it with you here on the Charlie Kirk Show, our stakeholders that have invested in our organization, tpusa.com, and have helped this show continue to be one of the top podcasts in the country and one of the top conservative podcasts in the country, why we have made this decision and how we are progressing and proceeding. Because I think it's more important than ever before that we have people that practice what they preach, that believe, that say what, not just say what they believe, but act it out in real time. And we at Turning Point USA say this proudly. It was not at every step along the way the easiest decision, because it's very tempting to say, yeah, $1.2 million, it's a crisis. Why not? Why don't we take the money? But we're very, very content with the decision that we made. And if anyone listening to this wants to help support us in this effort, tpusa.com is the best option. So now I want to get into our conversation with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. There is some news made in this conversation. You guys are really going to enjoy it. It was during an exclusive and confidential broadcast that Donald Trump Jr. had to our student leaders at the Students for Trump organization that we run through our 501c4 organization, Turning Point Action. You guys can email me questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. It goes straight to me. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Without any further ado, enjoy our conversation with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. So Don, I want to get your opinion, and then KG, I got a question for you. But Don, I want to get your opinion of the breaking news that Hillary Clinton has endorsed Joe Biden today. So the question is, does Joe Biden remember who she is? That's the real critical question of this whole thing. Joe Biden is the most corrupt vice president in American history. He was the most corrupt father-son duo in political history, if not all history, the last 100 years, like the Gambino crime family, where he just sent his son to go do the dirty work of, you know, selling our country out. So, Don, what do you make of Hillary Clinton with the endorsement, Joe Biden, and this ridiculous corrupt relationship he has with the Chinese Communist Party? How are you processing this, and how should we as Trump supporters go about advancing what's happening right now?
Well, I think we got to talk about it. I mean, the fact that the media is not even talking about, has not even mentioned that Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden, who's been on TV saying China's not a threat, they're not our competition, they're not anything. If there's one thing that COVID-19 has taught us, and all of the lies and the propaganda coming out of the Chinese government that's then been adapted by mainstream media, is we need to push back on China. Donald Trump's the first president in modern history to do that. He actually got trade deals done with China that everyone said couldn't happen, that would never happen. It could never get done. You know, Donald Trump's been saying this all along. What we're learning now in the pandemic and from the pandemic is that the MAGA agenda that Donald Trump ran on was more correct now than we ever thought it was. And we always believed in it. The reality is this. If Donald Trump Jr. did what Hunter Biden did,
yes,
$1.5 billion with a B, billion, people would lose their minds. If I took $1.5 from the Chinese government, the media would go, you know, crazy. And for those of you who are young and don't know how funds necessarily work, if Hunter Biden is a fund manager, the way the fee structure on these funds, yeah, that no one had ever heard of. So he also got funds out of the Chinese government faster than the greatest investors in the history of.
That you and I both know. They have to go there for 30 years and they don't get anything. But yeah, exactly.
Hunter Biden in 5 days got $1.5 billion from the Chinese government. So just the fee structure. Most funds, they work on a 2-20 structure, right? 2% management fee, 20% of the profits, if there are any. 2% management fee on $1.5 billion is $30 million a year. Joe Biden's got to make sure and has a big incentive to make sure that they're never pushing back on the Chinese. Their entire family depends on it, because we know Hunter's not exactly accomplishing a lot of other things if it wasn't for that. So part of that is the hypocrisy of what goes into this. I mean, again, if I took $1.5 from them, they'd be losing their minds. Hunter Biden can take $1.5 billion and make $30 million a year as a journeyman investor that no one's ever heard of. And it's like nothing to see here. So we know that Joe Biden is not going to push back on China. We know that Joe Biden is not going to make the tough decisions like shutting down travel from Wuhan. You know that he's not going to focus on bringing back American manufacturing from the people who literally threaten to withhold antibiotics from, you know, our potential sick Americans, even though we invented the antibiotics, came up with it, but because we're so dependent on them for manufacturing, they were going to withhold that from us. You know, we really have to reassess that entire relationship, and so should the rest of the world, because I think the rest of the world learned about China's lies. Their only focus is going to be taking care of China. It's not going to be doing good anywhere else. It's about power. And if China spent a little bit more time feeding their people rather than spending billions trying to steal our military technology and the IP of the rest of the world and business, maybe they wouldn't be eating bats and maybe we wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. So you got to really ask yourself the question, who do you want leading that charge? And no logical person, no sane person could say it's Joe Biden, because that guy doesn't know where he is 50% of the time.
That's exactly right. And he sold out our country to the Chinese Communist Party. You said it best. The best, the titans, the smartest people in New York, they have to work decades just to get a meeting with the head of the Chinese banks to be able to secure funding. And Hunter Biden takes a flight on Air Force Two and comes back with $1.5 billion.
It's the greatest. I asked one of the, you know, multi-billion dollar investor guy I know. I go, how long did it take you? And I'll save his names. And he goes, it took me 9 years. This is a guy that's bought and sold multinational corporations that everyone would know the stock symbol for, let alone, you know, their names. And it took him 9 years with a 30-year track record of success. Hunter Biden with, you know, DUIs, strippers, you know, all of the crazy. He does it in 5 days. Like, come on, guys. Give me a freaking break. This is asinine. Well,
and of course, the good news is that Joe Biden's now a grandfather. With currently no NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you would be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on, from their online casino to poker, blackjack, as they are bringing Vegas to you. They just announced today that the Major League Baseball, they might break things into three different divisions by geography. I would love the Cubs and the White Sox to be in the same division. I think that would be one of the coolest things ever. And you would have crosstown rivalry as an interdivision kind of mix-up. And they would get rid of the AL and the NL temporarily. So I guess the most pressing question is, whose designated hitter rules will they adopt? Now, the answer will probably be it depends on what stadium they're playing at. That's probably what they're going to do. If they're playing at an NL stadium, they'll probably adopt the NL rules and the AL stadium. Now, this might seem like a trivial question, but a lot of the AL rosters are built around being able to have a DH. And a lot of the NL rosters are built around not having a DH and actually having pitchers hit. Wonky baseball stuff here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Go Cubs. If you're into entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Again, this is all brought to you by our friends, betonline.ag. It's all open 24 hours a day and all online. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today. Receive your new welcome bonus. I am watching that Jordan documentary. It's awesome. It's making me miss basketball more than I ever thought I could miss basketball. And hopefully they'll be back again soon. We had no March Madness. This has been the greatest sports drought in American history, but it will soon be back. I can't wait in August. Oh my gosh, to turn on a sporting event, to watch a competition. And you guys have to have the right platform. And that's betonline.ag. Don't forget that promo code podcast1. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Speaking of Joe Biden and news that the media doesn't want to cover, KG, it seems as if this Tara Reid thing is not going away. Now, look, we believe in innocent until proven guilty, right? We believe that everyone deserves suitable defense and the presumption of innocence. We remain that way. But KG, you and I...
Those rules didn't apply to Brett Kavanaugh, did they, when they destroyed his life?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Lies, okay, that already now they've been proven to be totally false and manufactured, all working in concert for political ideas and beliefs to try to remove him so that he couldn't become United States, you know, a Supreme Court justice. It's unbelievable to me. But yet, when you have actual corroborative evidence, so that we saw this last weekend, where they had a tape, and CNN wouldn't play it, from 1993 of Tara Reid's mother calling in, talking about this, documenting, other people coming forward, the media wouldn't cover it, the New York Times wouldn't cover it, they'd be pressured into doing it. CNN, who had the exclusive and had the actual video of the Larry King 1993 interview, refused to put it on until they were publicly pressured. I mean, it just goes to show you the abhorrent double standard, which is so reprehensible in this media, because they're so in the bag for Joe Biden. They're like covering for him.
And that's why we need, you know, so many people like this. That's why we need you young volunteers out there doing these things, because it is an uphill battle. It's not a fair fight. You know, when the allegations, many of which now have been walked back against Brett Kavanaugh, came out, it was gospel. It wasn't, no one questioned, well, where did it happen? I don't know. When did it happen? I don't know. Who did you tell about it? I don't remember. I mean, it literally was, you know, it was so important that Dianne Feinstein sat on it for 3 months because everyone knew it was BS. Everyone knew it. But they ran with it as though it was gospel. These things that have now been corroborated 25 years later, before anyone had any idea of where this could have possibly gone, you know, they will do whatever they can, Charlie, to sweep this thing under
whatever
the rug. You know, you talk about the Hillary endorsement. The only thing that Joe Biden and Hillary have in common is maybe they're used to trying to figure out how to demean the women who that they used to say they'd believe. you know, to protect the significant others in their lives. It's truly disgusting what's going on.
Can I say this too? I mean, this is a man that you want to be. I mean, look at the long history of horrific behavior towards women, sexual assault allegations, groping, assault, battery, all of this. Okay, no one's like disputing it or saying that it isn't true. And so we're supposed to entrust the American presidency. As a mother, I say to myself, really? Do you want that man as the commander in chief in the most important office in the world, that this is someone who's going to hold him accountable? Because the media's not holding him accountable. The Democrats and the left and liberals are looking the other way. Every woman out there should say, I stand against the candidacy and presidency of Joe Biden, because this is not a person that should be in the Oval Office. Any woman that works around him is not.
But baby, you missed the, you know, it's believe all women except those accusing Democrats.
Yeah. I mean, Keith Ellison, all of them. Exactly right.
I mean, well, Keith, you can name the list. I mean, they can literally have these things in their record and be elevated to high positions within the DNC. It's mind-boggling. But again, I think it's just indicative of the general matchup that we are there. When you have what they do to us and some of our friends and in social media, you got the pop culture out of Hollywood, you have a mainstream media complex that's decided to be the marketing wing of the Democrat Party. I mean, those are three major influencers, billions of dollars worth of influence coming out of those things, just arbitrarily taking faulty positions, running with them most of the time. Like you saw the hit piece they tried to do on us on China. Well, Trump owes, we were wrong. Trump doesn't actually owe Chinese, you know, billions of dollars. But it didn't stop it from being a narrative for 48 hours that Joe Biden retweeted and talked about four times to try to take away from the things that he's actually been doing in his family. It's amazing.
From the truth,
and you see that time and time, whether it's Joe Biden with China, whether it's Hunter Biden in China, whether it's Hunter Biden in the Ukraine. Do you think that they would have had a bigger problem with me if I went out and knocked up a stripper and then spent 3 years trying to avoid child support? I have a feeling that that stripper would be the number one most requested interview in the world. But Hunter Biden, no. We're going to leave it alone because it hurts their narrative and they know it. But that's how despicable they are. They truly are the enemy of free thought and of the people at this point.
And it just seems that the more that, you know, what I'm perplexed, though, is that what are the Democrats, when they're honest with themselves in their private conversations, Joe Biden doesn't know what state he's in. He confuses his wife with his sister. He confused what day the election was on. He probably confused what country his son sold us out to. He calls potential voters lying dog.
List, Charlie, so I'm going to forgive him that one, but you're right. No, but you're 100%. If Donald Trump made one, you know, flagrant Joe Biden error, meaning an error that Joe Biden is making on a daily basis, every television psychologist would be on TV saying 25th Amendment. He's got Alzheimer's. He's in the late stages of dementia. When Joe Biden does it every day, it's no longer a cute gaffe. Like they're trying to, he really doesn't know. So A, people and voters have to understand who exactly are you voting for? Because this guy's not going to be the decision maker. So they try to play him off as though he's a moderate, but well, is it going to be like the House where AOC and Rashida Tlaib are pushing around Nancy Pelosi? So the radical wing of the left is really making the decisions, because I don't think anyone believes that Joe Biden's, you know, going to be in charge of things if he were to win this thing. So, it's pretty scary.
He's going to be a puppet of the left.
The most glaring, the two most glaring, and they happened in the last 2 weeks, you know, there's honestly too many to list, but was you see that Joe Biden was in a teleprompter interviewing Bernie Sanders during that, like, endorsement.
Scary.
I mean, think about that. This is a colleague from the Senate where Joe Biden was in there for 30-something years. I mean, they've known each other for decades. And he needed a teleprompter to have a basic conversation with a colleague of his.
Because they don't trust him.
You know, then he did the COVID response, you know, presser, and he forgot both of his points. He had 2 points to make. Now, I'd give him a little slack if he had 35 points to make and he forgot point number 29. But he had 2 points to make, and he forgot them both. It's not like he's been out on the road working that hard. I mean, he's locked in a basement. He had all day to prepare, and he can't remember the 2-point thesis that he had. I mean, like, are we serious?
Yeah.
People, like, this guy could be in charge of the nuclear football.
Grossly incompetent. He is not qualified or in any way, shape, or form able to serve as commander in chief and be president.
You're right. That was the thing that was funny of this week, which was, you know, sort of amazing because it's like, it's Hard to believe this is where we are, but the U.S. intelligence agencies, I guess, released some of the documentation, declassified some of the documentation that was caught in the Osama bin Laden raid with our friend, you know, Rob O'Neill took out Osama bin Laden. So they get all this intelligence and they released it this week, or at least it became news this week, because I'm sure the media tried to cover it for it. But Osama bin Laden wanted to assassinate Obama because it would put Joe Biden in the presidency. And he said, and I quote, he's so unprepared that it would destroy America. I mean, think about that. So a decade later, a decade and change later, he's the Democrat nominee, the guy that Osama bin Laden wanted to be president of the United States because his incompetence would destroy America from the inside, that this wasn't major news and that so few people would cover it. Again, shows you the battle that we are in, which is why it's so important for so many of the people
Osama
to be involved.
Osama bin Laden and China. That's who loves Joe China, Beijing Biden. So there you go. Make your decision based on that even, right?
Beijing Biden, Joe China. That's exactly right. And so the president has been doing a great job, and he's been really validated on the issues of immigration and China. And of course, we have these new CDC guidelines. The benefit for Joe Biden is his rallies will remain unchanged because they're all socially distanced and they're 10 people to a room. So it's not exactly like anything can possibly change there. Unfortunately, I miss the MAGA rallies. I know you guys do too as well. I miss the energy and the enthusiasm. And we're starting to see, obviously, you know, the campaign adapt wonderfully and beautifully with all of that. But as this kind of, you have the Joe Biden and the entire Democrat Party covering for him with all this, you know, sexual assault allegations, the alliance of the Chinese Communist Party, my comment or my question to you guys is, what do you think are the top issues, especially for students, that they can bring to communicate to get us to victory against Joe Biden? Because I believe, guys, I mean, Don, you and I talk about it a lot. Like, there's some candidates that are attractive to young people. Do you see a young college student actually want to vote for Joe Biden? I mean, do you think that young people be excited to vote for this guy? For Trump, absolutely. For Joe Biden, I don't think so.
I don't think there's any enthusiasm. But again, I think you have to talk about it on a fact-based thing. I mean, you can see that, you know, the left is going to do what they always do, which is, you know, they're going to figure out some sort of identity politics and do this. But, you know, the reality is this. We're going to come out of this crisis, and we're going to need someone who's a builder. We're going to need someone to get this country back on track. We had the greatest economy in the history of America, you know, a few months ago, and that's been decimated by, you know, this sort of hidden scourge. I want the guy that did it once before exactly. to do it again, not the guy that's got a 50-year track record in D.C., yet no one can actually name a single accomplishment. I mean, you can't. It's almost hard to believe. So, you know, people saw Obama during his, you know, again, another lackluster endorsement. Joe Biden's the guy to bring back the economy. Bring it back to what? The Obama high, which is still, as your 401k is concerned, 40% less than where we are now. I mean, after 3 months of a pandemic? I mean, think about the logic of what they're trying to push on you. Joe Biden's not the guy to bring back anything. He can't tie his shoes probably anymore. But, you know, this is, again, why it's so important to be involved. You have to have this conversation. And again, if you're young and you're on college campuses, you know, you may not be able to be as aggressive or the way that, you know, I am or perhaps that Charlie is, but you can talk people through these points and make people understand, you know, we don't need more of the political class. We don't need more of the same establishment that really got us nothing for decades. You know, I want someone who's been ready to challenge that. Yeah, you don't want to live in your parents' basements?
No, they don't want to live in their parents'
You probably want a guy
basement.
That's a job creator, you know, running things. So there's a lot at stake in this election. And man, I'm just so thankful that getting into this pandemic, we did have the economy we had. Mm-hmm. Because if we didn't, if we were hovering at those Obama numbers, I mean, it would be so much worse, right? As a percentage of everything.
I mean, yes.
It would be disastrous. I mean, to the point of, you know, it couldn't come back.
Well, you know, yeah, and
so much we have to push back on.
So
I need someone who's a fighter.
Well, and this is the thing. President Trump believes in the individual, and he believes in equality of opportunity. The result is what you make of it. And this is someone who's an American entrepreneur and a capitalist and a free market supporter who actually understands how to make a living and what we need to do to keep the economy going. And under President Trump, remember that the youth of America were doing far better with record low unemployment. That means when you graduate or you're ready to go out in the world, if you're 18, you will have a job with President Trump. Doesn't that mean something to believe in yourself and have that economic emancipation and independence thanks to this president? You don't want to go down the road of Sleepy Joe and commie, you know, Bernie, where they want to tell you, you know, turn California, turn the entire country for that matter into Venezuela, where people are rioting over milk. That's not the American dream that everybody came here for and that we've all been working to preserve and protect. And under President Trump, you know, America will never be a socialist country. And that's one huge reason to vote for Trump on November 3rd.
Well, and it took to give an idea how good the Trump economy was before the pandemic, to show how bad the Obama economy was, it took a global shutdown, people literally doing nothing, for 6 to 8 weeks for us to get to the highest point of the Obama presidency economically.
You're still higher. Yeah,
that's right.
You know, that's what's crazy. Now, again, but we need someone who's going to guide us through this, who understands business, who's, you know, signed the front of a paycheck, not just been on the receiving end of them.
Community,
you know, because there's going to be a lot. I mean, this thing's going to, you know, hurt a lot of businesses and a lot of companies that it won't recover in seconds. You need someone who understands those fundamentals, who can play that long game so that we can build it back, be bigger and stronger than ever before, and also put ourselves in a position. Like I said, MAGA agenda now is more relevant than ever before, because he was right. We do have to control our manufacturing. We do have to control our supply lines. Guess what? When the shit hits the fan, you can actually control your borders. It's not so, you know, Mexico shut down their border to the U.S. really quickly when it looked like we were. So, you know, all of the nonsense that you've been fed from the other side is just grossly inaccurate. So we need the guy that's going to fight back, the guy that's willing to fight, not just the guy that spoon-fed sound bites and is, you know, cradled his way through, you know, any adversity, because that's what they're going to do for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden will export the American dream. He will crush it and destroy it, and nobody will be able to see it for generations to come. That's how damaging and destructive his presidency would be, okay? Don't reward failure. The Obama administration did nothing. The Democrats have done nothing. Look at all the states that have been hit the hardest by COVID-19. They're all run by Democrats.
Yep.
That's what we have to escape from, be strong. And it starts with the students. It starts with the youth. And that's why we're recruiting a whole army for Trump, students for Trump. You can log on to our website, DonaldJTrump.com, and sign up to be one of our team, you know, neighborhood team leaders for Trump, or be a bundler for Trump and raise money and have like be an American entrepreneur, you know, where you're able to like track what you're doing in terms of getting people involved from peer-to-peer contact, your neighbors, your friends, your family members. And it's empowering, because this president believes in the youth of America. He wants them to succeed. He doesn't tell them that they should be a nanny state and dependent, you know, for the rest of their lives because they have no dream, no spirit, no ability. And that's the big difference.
And Charlie, what do you think, you know, they can do? Because, I mean, man, you sold me back in 2015 and, you know, basically, you know, end up traveling with me, you know, as a youth, as a, you know, just a young guy starting out in that world. I mean, you know, what do you think is the most effective way for some of these people to engage and, you know, to get involved? Because again, no one's better at it than you, and no one's, you know, really done it and engaged themselves the way you have.
Yeah, we have hundreds and hundreds of Students for Trump leaders on this call. And as campus goes back, I mean, I can't wait to be able to go on offense against Joe Biden. I mean, if you're running against Bernie Sanders, like, he's kind of authentic. He's like your grandfather. He'll give everything away. I mean, Joe Biden is like the crooked criminal who forgets where he is down the street. He's like a bizarre mixture of the space cadet and also like the guy that ran an international criminal conspiracy and sold our country out to our greatest enemy. It's a great opportunity for us, not to mention all these social justice warriors like Don, the woman who screamed uninterrupted when KG and you went to University of Florida for 50 minutes straight. Like, she's not going to vote for Joe Biden just because of this Me Too stuff. Like, the young women, they're not buying this at all. They're saying, like, this guy's corrupt. He's backwards. He's not with us on this. He's a total pathological liar. And that whole movement is falling apart. And so starting new groups, organizing, doing digital organizing is so important. And that's what we're doing at Students for Trump at Turning Point Action. We want to take a couple questions. You guys can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. to take a couple questions from the audience. And also, there's some breaking news, Don. I want to get your reaction. Allegedly, Justin Amash has just announced for president. Is that right? I just to remember, he's the former Republican from Michigan. Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to remind you. So I don't know if you want to comment on that or not, or you can kind of just say it's not even worth commenting.
I assume he's doing it because he couldn't raise, you know, $1 for his congressional thing. So this is the way to be able to try to stay relevant and, you know, get some attention for him.
I think it's also poor taste to announce a presidency in the midst of a pandemic.
Are you being crushed by the cartel of the colleges? Do you have a son or maybe even a granddaughter that is suffering in student loan debt? There's a way out. It's our partners at Credible.com. They are an online marketplace that gets you pre-qualified student loan refinancing rates from up to 10 different lenders. They help people get out of student loan debt. If you've got student loan debt, you could benefit. With a lower rate, you could save on interest, lower your monthly payment, and with a shorter loan term, you could get debt-free faster. You can consolidate all your student loan bills in one place. Credible customers have given awesome reviews about how much better their lives have been after refinancing their student loans. On Credible, you see actual pre-qualified rates from up to 10 different lenders, whereas at some other marketplaces, you'll get ranges of rates or ballpark estimates. Unlike other services, it only takes a couple of minutes to check rates, and it doesn't impact your credit. Again, you could save on interest and get more money in your pocket for yourself, if you're a student, or for your son or for your granddaughter. They never sell your data. This is the solution to being crushed by student loans. You won't receive spam or phone calls from all these dozens of different lenders. So here's what you do. If you want to get out of student loan debt and save on interest, go to Credible.com/Charlie. That's Credible.com/Charlie, Charlie. When you refinance your student loans using this link, you get $200 gift card. You got nothing to lose except getting out of debt. Credible.com/Charlie.
So I do want to ask a lighthearted question. So, Don, you made headlines when a reporter repeated something that you said about Joe Exotic. We got a younger crowd here that, of course, watched Tiger King. I want to first get your reviews and comments on Tiger King. KG, did you watch it with him? And also, Don, is it true that you think that DJT should consider a pardon for Joe Exotic?
Well, you know, it was funny. I made a joke about it, then it was asked during one of the coronavirus task force briefings and sort of turned into a pretty big meme where it was like, and I'll give the reporter this much, because normally they wouldn't do that. Normally they would take something I said jokingly, because I was on a radio show joking about it, you know, some shock jocks. Normally they would just, you know, neglect the fact that it was obviously a joke and just say that I said it as a matter of fact. So even the reporter said, one of your sons, Mr. President, you know, jokingly talked about this. He goes, let me guess, Don. And I nailed it. So my father definitely understands my personality.
But,
you know, it was interesting. I watched the show in two sittings. It's not the kind of thing I normally watch, but it was pretty fascinating and incredible to watch. It sounds like he got it. I don't know that I'm going to go as far as saying that he was a good guy. It seemed like he did some pretty weird and shady stuff. But he also definitely seems like he got disproportionately screwed, you know, in the process. So, I don't know that he's getting a pardon anytime soon. But, I think he also probably I'm not sure whatever he did deserves 22
it's
years.
Very disproportionate in terms of sentencing there. But anyway, but Don was just, enthralled with the whole thing. Enchanted. How much ice cream did you eat, babe?
A lot.
The entire thing, Friendly's ice cream. I said, can I have a bite? And he gave me like the tip of a teaspoon.
Yes.
So we have to let you guys get back to your chicken piccata. But KG, did you watch Tiger King with Don?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So I got a question for you then, KG. Did Carol Baskin kill her husband?
I mean, my God, listen, if I was putting together a jury on that, I bet I could get a conviction. Just saying.
Well, and you were a former prosecutor, so that's going to make some news right there.
Undefeated, exactly.
Undefeated, right? All right, so I want to take one question from the audience and we'll let you guys get to dinner. I want to thank you guys on behalf for Students for Trump for coming to this. It's amazing. You guys are so generous with your time. All of our students look up to you. The question...
I want to thank them for doing everything that they're doing and for showing up. Listen, we get it. It's not easy to be a young conservative on a college campus these days. It's less easy to then be vocal about it and certainly then be vocal and a Trump supporter. So, you guys are the real rebels. You guys are actually standing up to that establishment, and it's awesome to see.
Charlie, so thank you.
Thank you for all you guys are doing. It means the world to us, and that's why I'm always happy to, show up when Charlie calls.
So I'll take one question from the audience because they've been waiting patiently. Again, we're reading off questions. You guys want to email them, freedom@charliekirk.com. This is from Parker Boggs from James Madison University Class of 2024 and Broadwater Academy University of 2020. So I guess he's graduating now. This is for Don Jr. How do you feel about when Joe Biden screamed the explicit language to the auto worker in Detroit, Michigan? Workers like these are the backbone of America. Do you feel that Republicans would be attacked if they said something similar? That's from Parker Boggs.
Well, I think without question, I mean, hypocrisy is not something that's new. I mean, I wrote a book about it. The reality is, it's funny, you know, they'll try to paint Joe as this blue collar guy, but he couldn't even answer basic questions of some of his supporters, whether it was the auto worker guy asking a simple Second Amendment question. And then Joe Biden doesn't obviously know his position on the Second Amendment because he said it's not an issue. And then later on in the day, he's appointing Beto O'Rourke to be his gun czar, who's basically said, and I quote, "Hell yeah, I'm coming for your AR-15. So, you know, again, it's a case of Joe Biden not knowing where he is, what his position is. But more importantly, it's a case of, you know, and we've talked about this thousands of times on college campuses, I understand the irony of Donald Trump, the billionaire from New York, being the guy that's actually understood and fought for blue-collar America. And, you know, Joe Biden, who they try to make this, you know, great blue-collar guy, is just the career politician, bureaucrat, that has no idea or doesn't care about those people at all. Now, that's not the way they'll be portrayed in the media, you know, but Donald Trump knew these guys because he spent his whole career working with builders, working with trades guys, working with, you know, that's how he was good. He listened to those people, not guys in just the gilded offices, but he got down on the ground, on job sites, on construction sites. So when people are saying, hey, well, you know, how can this guy possibly understand? He understands because he had a 40-year career, working with and speaking with these kind of Americans who'd been forgotten, who'd been left behind, who'd been ignored, and he was able to give them what he wanted.
It was not a political speech.
They showed up for him. They voted for him. And guess what? He returned in dividends, what they were looking for. So he's going to be the guy that does that again.
Very good. Well, you guys have a good evening. And KG, you have chicken piccata waiting for Don. So you're the real all-star of tonight. And everybody listening to this, if you guys want to email questions for future ones or just stay engaged or involved, it's freedom@charliekirk.com. I always plug it. Download the podcast. This conversation and an extended one with Don will be aired there and many more in the future. So thank you guys. Have a great evening. Thanks, Don and KG, for coming on. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Charlie. You bet.
What a great conversation that was with Donald Trump Jr. Thank you, Don and KG, for joining the show. And if you guys have questions for Donald Trump Jr. or any of our future guests, you know how to reach me. Please email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. So I want to finish the show talking about some of the external costs of these shutdowns. We now know that these shutdowns are draconian and we need to open America now. You can go to our previous episode where the title of the episode is Open America Now, in all caps, to find a deep dive about how the models are exploding and how the external costs are surging. But I want to share with you, according to Fox News, some of the statistics of how harsh the shutdown has been. Alcohol sales are up 26% from last year. So look, I'm not going to judge people that use alcohol or that enjoy alcohol. I know a lot of people that enjoy alcohol responsibly, and I also know plenty of people that enjoy alcohol irresponsibly. We love freedom and liberty here on the Charlie Kirk Show. That's why we advocate for opening up America. And I don't know how you could advocate that alcohol should be sold, but you shouldn't be able to leave your house. Because I would make the argument the long-term damage of a 26% increase in alcohol sales, therefore an increase in alcohol usage, might not be a 26% increase in alcohol usage, but it's definitely high, means more domestic abuse, more alcohol-related disease and illness, more long-term illnesses. Marijuana store revenue is up as much as 130% compared with January. So more people are doing weed. I've spoken out about the abuse of recreational marijuana. Now, I understand that some people might need it medicinally. I know that some people legitimately have used that as an option to try to not use addictive pharmaceutical options. I get that. And I'm not to judge you on that. But if you are using marijuana recreationally, and then you also want me to subsidize your lifestyle, not so fast. And I also do not believe that the more recreational weed a human being uses, the more productive they are going to be, the more ethical and the more moral they are going to be. I see no correlation between a better, more competitive society that wants to take China head on and widespread marijuana usage. This next statistic, according to FoxNews.com, I don't really know how they came to this number. They must have some really good street informants in New York or whoever is giving them this information. But cocaine prices are up 12% in New York since March. So someone is really tracking how much cocaine is for. Now, here's just an honest question. If you can track how much cocaine is going for, why don't you arrest the dealers that are pushing out the cocaine? If you know the people that are giving you the prices, maybe some handcuffs should follow that information. Just a thought. Domestic violence has also soared during this lockdown. The UN chief cited sharp rises in domestic violence globally. The National Domestic Violence Hotline has reported serious surges in calls. At least 18 police departments report rises in calls for help. This is all according to Fox News. And none of this should come as a surprise. We here on The Charlie Kirk Show, we're here early and often and ahead of the curve, warning that these draconian shutdowns would result in more alcoholism, more drug usage, I guess more cocaine usage, which is drug usage, suicide, domestic violence, and police forces being unequipped to deal with it. Over the last month, the Seattle Police Department has seen a 21% increase in reported domestic violence. So as we have lockdown measures, we are trapping abusive people in a home, mostly women, by the way. So the entire left is saying, well, we want to stop the war on women. You want to stop the war on women? Then stop the lockdown. Get women out of homes that are being forced to be around abusive men. Statistics just show that women are predominantly the victims of domestic violence. In Texas, during March, the Montgomery County District Attorney saw a 35% increase in domestic violent cases. In Tennessee, more people died of suicide in a single Tennessee county in the last week of March than of coronavirus across the entire state. Suicides in Tennessee outpaced the virus by a rate of 9-6 in the last week of March. And in Portland, Oregon, suicide threats or attempts are up 41% from this time last year and have jumped 23% since 10 days before a declared state of emergency, according to local Oregon news outlet KATU. And in Massachusetts, a statewide crisis reporting hotline is reporting a similar trend. Samaritans, which is the name of the group that reports the hotline, they usually field about 250 to 275 calls a day. In the last 2 weeks of March, that jumped to about 350 calls a day. Meanwhile, text message conversations are on pace to top 1,000 this month, which will be a recorded high. End the lockdown. Liberate America. Free America from these draconian shutdowns. And we will have a conversation for months and months and months on whether or not these shutdowns were necessary. But what is done is done. I want to share the National Suicide Hotline. I have lost dear friends to suicide. It is 1-800-273-8255. It is 1-800-273-8255. Talk to your family. Call your pastor. Whatever you are most comfortable doing or communicating with, please do that. I know these lockdowns have been hard, but it is not an excuse and it is not a reason to indulge in self-harm or to harm somebody else. I'm advocating every single day to open the American economy and open up our country again. Please email me at freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com to communicate with me what you're seeing and what you're hearing. We are going to share a lot of those stories with you here on The Charlie Kirk Show. And also, please, if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA or help us with staying independent away from government funding, you can go to tpusa.com, chip in some money, or get involved, get engaged, start a chapter. And also, please make sure you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, a podcast provider, hit subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. Thanks so much, everybody. God bless. See you soon. More episodes that you're really going to enjoy. Go back in the archives. We have Candace Owens. We have some great conversations. Thanks so much, and God bless.
Hey, I'm Autumn Calabrese, and I have a question for you. How do you do life? I might be a superstar trainer, but I'm also a boy mom, sister, daughter, friend, and entrepreneur. You might think my life is all working out and cooking healthy, delicious recipes, but trust me, there is so much more to it, and this is it. This is all of those real moments you talk about with your family and friends. Ever wonder what else life has to offer? Bring your curious appetite and let's do life together. Subscribe now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and PodcastOne.com.